When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Welcome to the show. It is Unsportsmanlike here on ESPN Radio, ESPN2. All of our great ESPN stations across the country, Sirius XM Channel 80. She is Michelle Smallman. He is Chris Canty. I am Evan Cohen. Like, whoa. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Evan. How are you doing? Good morning, Smalls.
What's with
you? Good morning, guys.
How are you doing? I was just in the back with the makeup girls getting an amazing beard treatment.
What does that mean, a beard treatment?
Well, it was putting the beard oil in my grill.
Are you out of breath?
As I always do. Well, I was running because I had to get my coffee too, but I almost fell asleep getting the beard treatment. Ooh. Because it was being massaged into the beard and massaged into my... Like, it was just pretty much amazing. I never had that before.
Have you never had a head massage?
No, I've never had a head massage.
Oh, so when I go to the salon, they give you a full head massage.
Must be nice.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you're there for so many hours and you're spending so much money, but they have
Head massage.
They have you breathe in aromatherapy, and then they start at your temples and they massage your scalp. Oh, you guys.
You were the one who barely got here in time. You're the one who's fallen asleep beard massage.
When you said it, my mind didn't go to the temple of my beard. I'm sorry. It just did not go there. I'm sorry. We're supposed to be a family show. I get it, but... Sometimes you say things.
Well, I don't want plural. Like, I want out of this.
No, you're in it.
No, I'm out.
You're over there skinning and grinning too. You can't laugh for free.
He was like this.
He was just waiting on it.
He was just waiting on it. He just wanted you to be the one to say it.
He wants me to do the dirty work. That's what it is. He wants to keep his hands clean.
I said something yesterday to you too, and he was like, oh boy.
I can't even say what you said.
But how else was I supposed to phrase that?
Listen, our job in radio is to provide full-fledged context on everything that would seem like mysterious and gray.
Yeah.
I can't do it, what she did yesterday off the air. She said something that was completely innocent, but Smalls is naive at times with some of the things that she may say and other people may take a different way. Let's put it that way. Is that fair?
I guess. Well, I
don't know if she's naive. I think she's just allowed, like she's
is
leaving.
She playing naive?
She's leaving the door open.
Oh, no.
Back to you. Back to you now.
It's because I am a female and I have female friends. And when I say, oh, I like the head massage at the salon, they're like, oh, it's the best. You get the aromatherapy too. They don't go.
I mean,
it
sounds like a place that Robert Kraft has a membership at.
Tom Brady.
No, you can't go there. You can't go there. You can go at Giselle. You can go at Edelman. You can go at Gronk. You can go at Belichick. You cannot go at Robert Kraft.
Brady's
monitoring this too, as a matter of fact. Jeff Ross is here.
You can make fun of his face. You can make fun of his marriage, his play. Do not make fun of his owner. He did not like that at all. But apologies, I guess, for
why are you apologizing? Why would you apologize?
She was the one that walked us down this road. She knew what she was doing.
No, I did not.
She knew what she was doing.
I like it. Turn it on, Smalls.
The head massage. She knew what she was doing.
You're the one that brought up the beard massage and the oil.
That's what I just had. I never had it before. It's absolutely phenomenal. It's amazing.
What can go on back there? Because I go in there and I get hair and makeup, and it takes literally, Smalls has seen it a million times with me, literally less than 2 minutes for
them. Yeah, right? Quick.
But then I've been told, like, they can cut your hair back there.
Oh, now yeah, you're get getting.
Did you get a haircut?
No, I don't even know you can get a haircut.
I can't get a haircut.
Yeah, Nita cuts my hair.
They can cut your hair with the shears. I have to get the clippers. They don't have that back there.
So I could get a haircut. You get a beard massage.
Yes, the beard massage.
Oh, I didn't know we could get all these things.
Some people
back
get
there.
Hand massages.
I saw Marcus Spears is big on the hand massage deal. The hand massage.
I need a menu. I don't know what you're allowed to order back there. I don't know.
I feel like the services are so extensive though. We have to tip. Like, it feels like that. That's like, I know that they're employees, but it feels like we have to tip them.
You know, you know what I'm learning? They only offer haircuts and the beard oil and thing to VIP.
VIP people? People?
Like, Evan doesn't
so
get
So how the hell
offer.
Did I get it? How the hell did I get that?
What did I do exactly? I don't understand. What did I do? I go in there and they said, do you want this, that, the other? And I go, I have no idea. You think I know what the way I'm supposed to look? I'm like, do whatever you want to me and I will come out the other side of it with whatever makeup you want, whatever coloring, whatever I don't know what I'm supposed to get.
No.
You guys know. I know nothing.
No, I don't know what I need. I trust the artists in that sense. Like, they're the stylists. They're the makeup artists. I let them do their thing. Try to, you know, do as best they can with the raw materials that they got to work with.
So, the raw materials.
Yeah. Should Evan, I got a face for radio. What can I say?
Should Evan feel a type of way, though, that you get the beard massage, I get the haircut, and he's gotten no extras yet?
No, I saw him get his
no
hair.
No extra what?
You haven't gotten any. Oh. They haven't offered a hand massage.
He gets the accoutrements, though. Like, I saw them styling his hair the other day.
Oh, no, they'll paint me if I'm gray.
Oh, you do get an extra.
They put the Beijing on his edges to sharpen up his hairline.
He gets the Rob Sala painted.
Little bird's nest thing at the top of his top of the thing, you know, to make sure it was perfectly qualified. Like, they've done all the they do the things for
You're
his
right.
hair treatments.
You're
yeah.
right. He did get the Rob Sala.
He gets all of that. Yeah, no doubt.
I would, in a serious ish way,
Rudy Giuliani.
Now you went too far. Let's not go there.
We have to, man.
I'm not dripping off of my face.
Well, it's because
not yet.
That's why you keep it so cold in the
100%.
Studio, so that doesn't happen.
No, I'm good
that's
right
exactly
now.
Exactly why he does.
I didn't wear a jacket today because it's warm outside. Regretting it.
Yeah, it's going to be freezing in here
always.
Every single day. Evan's going to put the thermostat on 65.
Yep.
Yeah, and I have never had a massage in my life.
He is committed to the hoodie, jacket look.
I'm drenched right now. I don't want to do this
today.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to do this anymore.
A seasonless look.
I think I'm out on this. I'm drenched right now. I'm so sweaty.
Hold on. Did you just say you've never had a massage?
I've never had a massage.
Ever?
Ever.
Why?
I feel weird with somebody like touching my body like that. I don't know. Like somebody I don't know. I could not
it's
go.
Very strange coming from a Patriots fan. What?
Anyway, I thought Tommy said
good
we
luck,
can't go
good,
there.
Good luck getting the sports off of that one.
Oh, trust me, I'm not going to try to.
Yeah.
But I've never had in any, like, there are these great places, professional spas, etc. I just have never had the comfort level of doing that.
Yeah.
Canty, I feel like you're avoiding what you were supposed to be doing off the top of the show today. Don't you owe people an apology?
Oh.
I do, but he's not here yet,
okay,
so I don't
so
know.
Whatever.
I don't know how we should play it.
Yeah, you apologize.
I have no idea what we're talking about.
So I owe an apology to Rob Lorenzo, our social and digital creator here.
Yeah, he's
on
getting
the show
in later today.
Why?
Because over the last couple of days, I made the mistake of giving him an inkling of hope that his Cleveland Cavs could somehow, some way, find a way to be more competitive than the odd makers expect in this series against the Celtics.
Oh.
Let me tell you what ain't going to happen. Mm-hmm. I'd be shocked if this series goes 5 games.
Me too.
This is going to be a good old-fashioned ass-kicking. That's what we're in line for in the Boston-Cleveland series. Now, here's the thing. It's got nothing to do with Donovan Mitchell because he's an absolute dog. I mean, listen, the guy scored 33 points last night on damn near 50% shooting. I think he was 12 or 25 from the field. Like, Donovan Mitchell was awesome last night. But he ain't got enough around him. I mean, Darius Garland pulled a no-show. Evan Mobley leaves a lot to be desired on the offensive end. I mean, I can't tell you how many different bunnies that dude missed in the paint last night. I'm sorry, with no Kristaps Porzingis, he's got to make the Boston Celtics pay, and he just couldn't convert on some very easy looks. So there was a stretch, I think, at the beginning of the second quarter where the Cleveland Cavs went 5 minutes without a field goal. 5 minutes. Now, Donovan just so happens to coincide when Donovan Mitchell was off the court, but 5 minutes without a field goal? Y'all are NBA players, dog. Like, the fact that it was that bad, I don't see a scenario in which Cleveland can be competitive if the others don't play significantly better. And I don't want to hear this crap about, oh, well, it's role players play better at home. Those dudes outside of Donovan Mitchell looked lost out there on the court last night. And I can't imagine that things are going to look much different in any of the remaining games in this series.
Does this mean we're off the whole massage thing?
I think
so.
I think we've pivoted.
Okay.
No, we're staying in Boston, though,
where
massages are.
Florida.
Oh, yeah, it did happen in Florida. You're right. Orchids of Asia. I forgot my bed.
So remember yesterday when I said to Wendy, do the Cavs have a shot? And he said this. Yeah.
It's a great drop. It's a great drop.
I mean, honestly.
It's all I could hear. I texted the group last night. It's all I could hear when I was watching that game last night is Wendy saying, a shot at what? Because the Boston Celtics were absolutely dominant. They are just so, so good. And I think that we've kind of underplayed that because we've been talking about so many other series and other teams. We've been kind of having the Boston Celtics be second billing almost in these NBA playoffs because of exciting first round series. And certainly Boston was not one of them. They're reminding us how dominant they are.
I mean, yes, they played Miami without Miami's best player and basically three and a half starters because they, some guys were out that were part-time starters, right? So they played a completely depleted Miami team. And Cleveland, while we tried to hype up, Wendy sat here yesterday and said, don't do it. You know, the
Well, a part of why we hyped up Cleveland is because we didn't think that the Celtics with no Porzingis had an answer for the matchup in the interior, specifically what Jared Allen brings to the table.
Who's not there.
Jared Allen ain't on the court right now. Don't sound like he's going to be on the court anytime soon with the rib contusion.
Right, so there's two ways of looking at this, I guess. There's one way of the Celtics are just the 64-win team during the regular season, continuing that in the postseason, or they're yet to play a team at full strength in any capacity in the postseason. It's still very early. And by the way, if they play the Knicks in the next round, if the Knicks beat the Pacers, they will once again play a depleted team because the Knicks are without Julius Randle and now Mitchell Robinson. So, and listen, this happens every single year. Teams play other teams that are depleted during the course of the season. The Celtics are going to get that benefit of playing teams that are depleted. And last night with a 120-95 victory over the Cleveland Cavaliers, you get 32 from Jaylen Brown, 33 from Donovan Mitchell, but all in the first three quarters. And I think the theme for the casual fan watching that game last night, they watched the Cleveland Cavaliers, and they have this reaction of, wait, he's still in the league? Tristan Thompson, Marcus Morris Sr., you know that the casual fan is like, wait, they have that guy still playing? And when that's your reaction to a team, they're probably not going to beat a 64-win team in the regular season. You know people had that. You're smirking because you know I'm right about this. How many people last night watched that game and are like, Tristan Thompson still in the NBA?
God bless him.
And I like Tristan Thompson as a player, actually.
God bless him.
They thought they were used to just seeing him on the Kardashians.
That's right. Yeah. And getting suspended from the NBA, which he got this year for PEDs, right? That series or whatever kind of.
Well, now you know how he's still in the league. You just answered
good way of looking
question.
At it. Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it. All right. So, yeah. Over? We're saying it's over after one game.
It's over.
Yeah, it's over, but I think the biggest thing that's going to come out of this series for Cleveland is whether or not they can be competitive enough to convince Donovan Mitchell that this is a place where he can contend at the highest levels of the sport. And I think based on the complexion of this series, the answer is going to be a resounding no. Like, if you're Donovan Mitchell, what gives you any reason to think that this team is going to have these young stars develop to fit the timeline of the heart of your prime and take full advantage of it?
Let's dive into that, plus talk about the Western Conference game one last night. Another blowout. OKC annihilates the Dallas Mavericks in that game. Game one, Western Conference, coming up. Unsportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle auto, home, or motorcycle insurance. Visit progressive.com for more information. CeCe's going to get another beard massage. We're coming up with more next on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really,
Who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
117-95 OKC dominating victory over the Dallas Mavericks. We will get to that in a second, but we discuss the fact that the Cleveland Cavaliers get destroyed last night by the Celtics, as many people have all year long. And we go to that place of what's next already for Donovan Mitchell. There's so much conversation about where he's going to be. He does have years left on his contract. Everybody assumes that he's not going to sign that contract extension, and that we look at this Cleveland team.
Well, he's got
team,
a year left and then a player option after that, correct?
Which he will likely decline
at
this point in his
career. Basically it's a one-year proposition.
Unless he gets hurt, then it becomes 2 years based on the
fact that if you're the Cleveland Cavs, this is the summer to move him, right? This is when you're going to be able to extract maximum value from another team if you trade him, because you know you have a little bit of a runway to see how he fits and then potentially negotiate a contract extension with him. So it makes sense if Donovan Mitchell wants out, that this would be the year to move him. And I'm assuming that he will want out, because we've seen nothing on the court to convince us that Donovan Mitchell would be capable of carrying this team to an NBA Finals. I just don't see it. I mean, those guys, those young players that they're waiting on are question marks. Isaac Okoro, even though he shot the lights out of the basketball last night, question mark. Evan Mobley, question mark. Darius Garland, question mark. I mean, the only guy that's consistently reliable is Jared Allen. He's an all-star caliber player, but he's hurt right now. So if you're Donovan Mitchell, do you have enough in Cleveland to contend at a championship level? The answer is no.
Yeah, but you should. That's the problem. That team is built where they should actually have enough, but none of these guys are reaching their max potential.
Well, you're saying they should have enough.
Based
on draft position, you're right. But based on what we're seeing, it's clear that they don't.
No, not enough.
They don't have enough. And that's what I'm saying. That was their only hope of being able to convince Donovan to stay, was having a deep playoff run. Hey, we can win here. Hey, look, J.B. Bickerstaff, what he's building, it's actually paying off. These young guys are developing. That's not happening. As a matter of fact, you can make the case that Darius Garland, based on this postseason, is regressing. So If you're the Cleveland Cavs, it's disappointing because it's the end of your season. Well, we're basically witnessing the long goodbye.
We're calling it already.
Three more games, it's the long goodbye. Like I said, I'd be surprised if this series goes five games. But I mean, that's the ominous cloud that's out there looming, is that Donovan Mitchell is probably in his last days in a Cavs uniform.
And after the season that he had, the postseason that he had, can you imagine how many teams are going to want to be in on the Donovan Mitchell stock?
Oh, no doubt.
He will have a market, a robust market.
No doubt.
And I just assume that most talented stars in the NBA, if they think that their situation is not the best or most desirable place for them to be, or the place where they can win a championship, they look around the landscape of the NBA and they're like, how can I get to team up with so-and-so so that I can have a better shot at this? I just automatically default to that if a star is on a team and the team is not up to snuff, that they're not going to have patience, that they're going to want to be in a better situation.
I'm not reporting this, but I would bet any amount of money on this. There's a three-team market that already exists that I guarantee is already contacted.
Please, because I was wondering, if we're doing matchmaker, where is Donovan Mitchell going?
Yeah, I'm not saying any of these teams are definitely going to be able to get him, but I could promise you this, Miami, Brooklyn, and the Lakers are in that mix. 100%. Miami's 100% in the mix.
Well, Brooklyn would be like just coming back home.
Ish, yeah.
Yeah, coming back home, yeah.
And the Knicks don't make sense.
He's from Westchester, right?
He's from, Westchester / Connecticut area.
Yeah.
But there's literally no purpose of him on the Knicks. It's not that he's not great. It's they have him already in Jalen Brunson, right? To have both of them in the backcourt is too small.
It feels redundant.
It's too small, exactly.
It feels redundant.
It's too small, not good defensively. The Lakers makes all the sense in the world for him if they were able to get him. I have no idea how.
God, that would be great.
Miami's the one that has been rumored for a long period of time. He's very close to Bam Adebayo. But again, like, do they want the Miami pieces? They should want some of the young pieces. I don't know that they will. And those two franchises are not best of friends because of the LeBron days. So, and I don't know that Cleveland is best of friends with the Lakers. Do they want to give Donovan Mitchell?
What would be the young pieces that the Cavs should want?
On which team?
Miami, yeah.
Jaime Jaquez Jr. and Nikola Jovic.
Those
are good players.
Those are decent players. Yeah.
Brooklyn has a million picks in Cam Johnson, who's a very good wing player. But the point is, to what small set? And we got to get to the Oklahoma City destruction
of Dallas
last night.
We'll get there.
Okay. Wait, so I just want to be clear. You want to go deeper on the trade machine, but I just tried to take us off of the trade
machine. Yeah, what is happening?
Are we okay?
Upside down today.
This is a prelude to NBA summer.
I understand.
No, like, you can make the argument that the NBA offseason is better than the NBA.
Oh, there's no argument.
Yeah.
And I love both, but there's no argument. But those are the three on-the-surface teams. But again, you have to remember the Cavs' level of pettiness when it comes to the two teams they hate the most in the NBA, the Lakers and the Heat. Because they don't want to, they're not going to voluntarily try to give LeBron another championship outside of Cleveland.
No.
And Donovan Mitchell joining LeBron James and Anthony Davis would put them right in that that market as a title contender.
But here's the thing. Both of those teams have the three tradable first round draft picks that you gave up in order to get Donovan Mitchell to the Utah Jazz.
The Nets probably have the most.
The Nets have the most.
But if I'm him, why am I going there?
Well, I mean, the only reason would be to go home, but you're basically parachuting into the same exact situation that you're in now.
And maybe worse. Because of the assets you would have to give up.
You don't feel like you're closer to a championship if you're
Donovan Mitchell. Hell no. But if you go to Miami or you go to L.A.,
yep.
Now you're cooking with hot grease.
Ooh, yeah.
He feels so Miami with that tenacity, just the way he plays. I could absolutely see him on the Heat.
Yep, keep going.
Wouldn't you love it?
No, I just want you to keep saying this because it's great. I want you to speak it into existence if you could.
Okay. Donovan Mitchell will be the newest member of the Miami Heat. Not reporting it.
That's why Pat Riley is non-committal on a Jimmy Butler contract extension.
Maybe. Wait, why does Jimmy keep Jimmy there? Jimmy stays.
No, he's just trying to poke
the bear. I'm just telling you what Pat Riley didn't sound like Jimmy, like he was committed to Jimmy staying.
I think he is. I think he's more committed to Jimmy actually playing basketball. That would be a nice start, right? Having your best players actually play.
Okay.
Like, you know, it's we are so hypocritical, every one of us as sports fans. We rip the players for not playing enough. And then we rip a team like the Knicks for playing their players too much. Which one is it?
Oh, I've never ripped the Knicks for playing their guys.
Mitchell Robinson goes down. Julius Randle goes down. Tom Thibodeau doesn't play the bench, basically.
Yeah, by the way, what Joel Embiid did in that Sixers series to Mitchell Robinson, grabbing his ankles, that looks worse now.
Because he's done for 6 to 8 weeks now.
With a stress injury to said ankle. Not great.
Point that I'm making is we do this a lot. We talk out of both sides of our mouths, right? We do it with player movement also. We say, oh, this guy, you Smalls have done it for a while. And I'm saying you're talking about both sides of your mouth. But this example, you said Mike Trout's got to get out of there. He's got to get out of there. He can't play for the Angels. He's got to go to the
he's
title.
He's wasting away.
Okay, if he goes to the Dodgers, what are you going to say?
I actually would be pumped.
You would be.
Because more than I hate the billion-dollar super team, I think it's so lame, more than that, I want to see greatness on the biggest scale.
Hello.
On the biggest stage. And Mike Trout is, as I say all the time, a baseball urban legend.
Well, then good for you, because you're consistent in a world that many of us are not, right? We say, oh, Donovan Mitchell's got to get out. And then if he theoretically, if the Timberwolves win the championship, just for argument's sake, and he finds his way to Minnesota, we're going to rip him.
I'm not going to rip him.
Maybe you're not, but the masses will. We rip Kevin Durant for going to Golden State.
But here's the thing. I never rip players for chasing out their championship. I rip Kevin Durant for leaving Golden State more than I did for him going there.
Good. I agree with you.
Yeah, just like I ripped LeBron James in that situation for, Initially leaving Miami. Like you had a really, really good situation.
And now, you were right, because it wasn't all set up in Cleveland right off the bat. It evolved. Ty Lue, et cetera.
Exactly. So it felt clunky, right? The Dave Blatt year, it felt weird. So, I mean, when you leave stability, when you leave an organization that's buttoned up, that has the secret sauce when it comes to winning at the highest level of the sport, why the hell would you leave? To me, prioritizing winning above all else, no matter what anybody has to say, is what should be most important to the athlete. You never apologize for winning championships. I don't give a damn who you do it with. It's a championship.
So regardless of where he goes, Donovan Mitchell theoretically leaves the Cleveland Cavaliers, and whoever he's going to go to next year, potentially by way of trade, is the current champion, whoever that becomes. Everybody's going to be fine with that.
Yeah.
I
don't think the masses will be.
Because of him or because of the championship?
Because
team?
We clown on athletes for chasing rings with obviously great teams.
But when has he had a chance to actually get after
I'm not,
and get
I agree
a
with
ring?
You. I he, guarantee
Utah, you. Utah wasn't there when he was there. Cleveland ain't there now, obviously.
Right.
I can't hold it against him that the guy wants to see what a deep playoff run is like. I can't hold it against the guy that he wants to play in the NBA Finals and get some hardware.
I agree with you, but the masses don't.
I feel like there's been a shift there because it's so commonplace now. Post Kevin Durant going to Golden State after LeBron went to Miami, I feel like we're so conditioned to seeing stars join up and try to form these super teams and their quest to win a championship, that it doesn't hit as hard.
But the beautiful thing about what the NBA is doing now with the luxury tax and how they have the second apron and how punitive it is that you're seeing organizations move away from that super team with three stars. It's really a dynamic duo plus a third guy that might be able to dial it up to 20 points on any given night. Like, that's what teams are doing now. And so I actually like the direction that the NBA is going in. I like how rosters are constructed now because it doesn't feel like it's anticlimactic once we get to the NBA finals because we knew who was going to be in the finals by the time the regular season tipped off based on the movement in the summer. So I'm excited for Donovan Mitchell wherever his next stop is, but I know he ain't staying in Cleveland based on what I saw last night.
And I get excited when my day starts with a good breakfast, and I know that's going to happen at La Quinta. We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. And you know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee, skip the meal entirely. Well, been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Can you remember the last time you had fun on a bike ride? Lectric e-bikes, the number one seller of e-bikes in America, is here to bring fun and joy back to biking. Their riders routinely say they feel like kids again riding these bikes, and one even said, "I'm a 46-year-old man, and I can honestly say I haven't had this much fun on a bike since I was 10 years old." These e-bikes from Lectric are fast. They're up to 28 miles per hour. They offer lightweight and foldable e-bikes, so you can easily take them on the go to explore national parks, campgrounds, and more. Even if you don't have a truck, trailer, or a bike rack, many of their models will fit in the trunk of a car. They also offer long-range batteries that provide over 65 miles of range so you can explore further and longer. Just head on over to electricebikes.com today and take their bike quiz to find a model that's perfect for your needs. That's electricebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Two blowouts in the NBA last night. Boston up 1-0 in their series against Cleveland. OKC now up 1-0 in their series against Dallas. They win 117-95, game one at home last night. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with 29-9-9. Heck of a game from him. Ooh. MVP candidate, of course.
Let me tell you what. If you show up to the arena wearing what he was wearing, you damn well better have a great game. Did you see that outfit?
I did not, and Nuno told
Smalls,
me about it.
Did you see that outfit?
Gold leather?
I mean, that belongs at the Met Gala, doesn't it? I mean, he looked phenomenal walking into the arena.
I haven't
absolutely
seen it yet.
Absolutely sensational.
I'm looking forward to seeing it during our Unsportsmanlike moments.
Leather shirt.
No, I on purpose did not after Nuno told me.
Tie to match. It was incredible.
Nuno told me it was great. I on purpose then didn't want to see it because I wanted to react live on the air whenever we showed it. Okay. I think we're going to show it later on.
Had to be a little bit warm, though.
By the
way,
I thought the same thing about Kevin Hart at the Tom Brady roast because he was in the leather suit. And you could see it kind of crinkling on his arms, and I thought, I bet he's hot up there with all those lights, and the leather is sticking to his body.
I feel like you got to lather yourself in baby powder before you put that outfit on, don't you? Like, get you some Gold Bond.
No,
go to work.
It's not going to be fun trying to take it.
Baby powder?
They should.
Do adults use baby powder?
Yeah.
I'm sure that they do.
I feel like I used to use it as a kid, but I haven't used powder in God knows how long.
Okay.
Probably a good thing.
Oh, you're saying you only needed it. Oh, got it. Yeah. Okay. Didn't think about that. I thought it was like, I feel like my grandparents would put powder on me as a kid.
As a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, as a kid, yeah.
But I don't put powder on my kids ever.
Some people put baby powder in their hair because it absorbs the oils.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it look like dandruff at that
time? No, you rub it in. But it will soak up the oils and it extends your hair.
I will say this. In the summertime, you probably need to put a little baby powder on your torso, some of the sensitive areas that usually get hot. Because, I mean, you don't want to, you know, you won't want to have those saddlebags under your arms. You don't want to have,
Did you just put yourself in a blender?
No, I'm not putting myself in a blender. I'm not in verbal Vietnam. I'm just trying to figure out a way to phrase what I'm trying to say. and make sure that we all keep our jobs. That's what I'm trying to do right now. But everybody understands it. You know those areas that get hot.
The Draymond to Stephen Adams area?
You start sweating through your clothes. I'm just saying you don't want that to be a thing in the summertime.
You're trying to avoid chafing, right?
Exactly. You're trying to avoid chafing, but you're trying to also avoid looking ridiculous.
Mm. All right, the preemptive powder. Didn't know.
There you go.
I also cannot watch Chet Holmgren without thinking of the Christina Aguilera song. It's impossible now with what a pro wants. I just watch that, and that's all I think of. But there's two things from this game that I will bring up to you guys. Number one, about OKC, which we will get to here. The idea of, like, are we actually underrating them? They're the number one seed, and we just have basically said the winner of Minnesota-Denver could win a championship against Boston in the finals. That's number one. Number two. I've always looked at, like, Derek Jeter in baseball. The reason he is so, quote-unquote, clutch in the postseason is he's the same or better as he was in the regular season. And even being the same as you were in the regular season and many times is actually clutch if you were a good regular season player. Why do I say that? Well, the Dallas Mavericks have played seven postseason games so far, six against the Clippers, one against Oklahoma City. In those seven postseason games, Luka Doncic has scored below his season average in six of seven games, including last night with 19 points, which snaps a streak of, I want to say, 24 straight playoff games of 20 points or more. He's been banged up with an ankle injury. He's not going to necessarily talk about it. But Luka, and they got Lou Dort on him, and he is a phenomenal defender, and he's big and he's strong. Luka's a conversation point that needs to happen here because he has not been at his best.
Yeah, it's take your tone basketball with the Dallas Mavs. It's a hard watch when they're in the half court on the offensive side of the ball, right? It's Kyrie Irving. You know, dribble the ball 20 seconds out of the shot clock and make something happen. Luka Doncic do the same thing. There's no flow to what they do offensively. Like, they shoot their shots, and then you get some guys that rim run, have some putbacks. Derrick Jones Jr. had a phenomenal putback yesterday in the second quarter. I was like, that guy came out of nowhere and dunked that basketball.
He can fly.
But I guess there's not enough consistency in terms of getting the others involved in the offense, and that calls into question whether or not you can win a championship with Luka Doncic style of play. Like, stylistically, it leaves something to be desired. Like, I mean, think about it. These guys had less than 20 assists last night. Conversely, you saw the contrast with the Oklahoma City Thunder, who had a franchise playoff high 29 assists. Like, I think there is something to be said for getting other players involved. I couldn't believe this when I saw the stat, but outside of Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic, like, there's only one other player that is averaging double figures in the postseason for the Dallas Mavs, and that's P.J. Washington. That's it. That is it. Like, they have to get other guys involved, and I'm not sure exactly who those other guys are.
I mean, it should be Tim Hardaway Jr., but he's been banged up. He comes back last night.
Yeah, Daniel Gafford, people are bringing his name up. I mean, it should be – like, they need more from those other guys if they're going to have a chance to make this a series against the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Last night watching that game, I thought this is why he wasn't on CC's top five players he would want to start a franchise
with. No doubt.
A lot of people were upset Luka was left off of that list. But going back to what you said, Evan, about us potentially dismissing OKC, really putting a lot of emphasis on Minnesota and or Denver, I think – we did that. Not that we were dismissive of them, but we just thought they're a really young team. And maybe this is a stepping stone for them to eventually get to the NBA Finals. That this might be a transitional season, a seasoning season, if you will, for them to get there. But I think their youth is actually working to their advantage. Kyrie Irving talked about it after the game where he said they've got endless amounts of energy and they're just going to keep attacking. They're holding teams to really low point totals, and it feels like their youth and the energy that comes with that youth has been a real positive for this OKC team.
I think you're 1,000% right, and I think that when we look at this team, I truly believe if there was a veteran presence that played more and that was more of a part of it, we would not have looked at them the way they looked at them. As crazy as that may sound. Like, if they acquired Gordon Hayward at the deadline. If Gordon Hayward was a starter on their team, we may look at their team differently. There's something about, if you remember back to the Warriors, the early days of the Warriors, Iguodala being there, I think, and Harrison Barnes was a little bit older than the rest of them. I think that there was some level of, like, okay, there's some veteran presence in there. They are young from start to finish, basically. Gordon Hayward played 7 minutes. That's it. I mean, their starting lineup, Holmgren, Jalen Williams, SGA, Josh Giddey, Lou Dort, none of them would be considered veterans in any way, shape, or form.
No.
And SGA is the best player. Chet is probably the biggest name.
And yet Jalen Williams may end up being the guy that leads them ultimately because of his body type and that he's more of a wing, et cetera, et cetera. Like, they are loaded. And then they have Aaron Wiggins coming off the bench last night with 16 points.
Not to mention the other Jalen Williams.
Who had a big game last night. They're back up big. I mean, it's just
the thing that makes them special is just their hustle, right? Like, that youth works to their advantage because those guys can get out and run. You're talking about 1 through 4 being able to get the rebound and push the ball. They don't have to worry about getting it to SGA, or they don't have to worry about trying to get it in Josh Giddey's hands or backcourt player. Any one of those guys can bring the ball up court.
Yep.
And I think that gives them a decided advantage in terms of being able to get those baskets in transition. Not necessarily fast break points, but being able to get into their secondary break quicker than the opponents can set up their half-court court defense. And you saw that at play last night. So I thought that was a huge factor in their decisive win last night. The other thing that I thought was special for them was how they rebounded the basketball. Now, this is not a team that is great rebounding the basketball. At least they weren't in the regular season, but they were phenomenal last night. They beat up the Mavs on the boards. They won 52-39. Like, if you're going to be able to do that and have a season-high 25 second-chance points, then you're going to get a blowout like we saw. My only question is, can they replicate that once they get against whoever comes out of the series, the other series in the West between the Nuggets and the Timberwolves? Like, I just don't believe that that's going to be the case, which is why I'm not taking the Oklahoma City Thunder seriously when it comes to their ability to win a title. Now, I got this stat from Hembo this morning, and I thought it was absolutely incredible. So last night, OKC, they won the turnover battle and they won the rebounding battle. Teams that have done that this postseason are 18-0. Going back to last year, teams that have done that, 31-1. Historically, over the last 5 years, teams that have done that are 125-11. So that means over the last 5 postseasons, teams that win the turnover battle and the rebounding battle, they win 92% of the time. That's what separates the Minnesota Timberwolves from everybody else in the Western Conference. That's why the Oklahoma City Thunder were able to dominate the Dallas Mavs last night. I just don't think OKC can do that against the opponent that they would face in the conference finals.
We're on Sportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Whose Super Bowl party would you like to attend?
Let's party!
Who would you let babysit your kids?
We're just going to play with matches, run with scissors.
Or, oh yeah, who would you enjoy some pumpkin pie with? It's another edition of the ESPN Personality Draft. One Unsportsmanlike.
We do it each and every Wednesday. ESPN personalities in a draft. Today's topic, coming off the Tom Brady roast, the ESPN personalities we would like to see roasted. We have eliminated two off the board besides the ones we've already picked. Stephen A. and Greeny have already been discussed on Get Up and First Take, so they are off the board. Smalls, kick us off. ESPN personalities we'd like to see roasted.
One of the things that makes a roast great is that the person being roasted has a certain level of celebrity, right? They have a certain level of cachet, and they are going to not only have a lot of material to work with, but bring a lot of famous friends out to roast them.
Sure.
So my number one draft pick that I would like to see roasted because of celebrity status alone is Scott Van Pelt.
Oh, excellent. Wow. That would be great.
Think about how many people SVP? Would show up for SVP. Yeah,
and you absolutely. Also got to think about who can handle it. You need to who has a lot of friends that would roast them and who can handle it. SVP, check on both.
And he's hilarious.
But I think
himself.
The beauty of it is that I want to see somebody who I'm not sure whether or not they can handle.
Oh, boy.
Ooh. I want to put somebody in the furnace. I want them in the hot seat to see what happens because they're in a form where they can't overreact because they're going to embarrass themselves because the whole world is watching.
Yeah.
So with that being said, you know who I want to see in that chair?
Oh, no.
I want to see our very own Lewis Riddick, NFL analyst extraordinaire. Give me Lewis Riddick. I mean, I'm talking about the guy that has three buttons on his button-down shirt, always undone, somehow finds a way to work the vest into the three-piece suit while doing it on air. Listen, he's one of the coolest, one of the best that's doing it in terms of breaking down the game, but he's always so buttoned up. And you know I mean that figuratively, not literally, obviously. But I want to see people roast Lewis Riddick because he's always so serious. Sometimes I just want to ask him, why so serious? Like, I want to see Lewis Riddick get roasted.
All right, my pick. My first pick. Here we go. Good afternoon, everybody! All right, Christopher Mad Dog Russo.
Oh, my God, you blew my ears out.
Wow, my goodness.
Well, I mean, how good would Doggy be up there? Come on!
He'd be great.
Are you really injured? I injured you doing the dog imitation?
Yeah. It hurt. So
it hurt a little bit.
Well, wake up, everybody. Wake up out there. I got Christopher Mad Dog Russo. He'd be hysterical. You get the McEnroe brothers up there, who he's very close with. They'd be hysterical. A lot of the old baseball players, he can handle it. He'd be funny. He'd mess up all kinds of words. It'd be great. So I got dog. And in my second pick, Bill Walton.
Good one.
That's
the amount of
one.
People that would be excited to roast Walton. Now, Walton, we'd need about a 10-hour roast.
I was going
to
say, do
he'd
we have enough time?
He'd get up there at the end, and he'd just go on and on and on. So, Bill Walton, my second pick. CeCe.
I am going to go with Bang! Mike Breen on the number one NBA play-by-play guy for ESPN. I mean, everybody understands his iconic calls. He is one of the faces of the NBA. He's a guy that, like you said, Smalls, can bring out all the stars, can bring out all the celebrities. Everybody's got a Mike Breen story. He's the nicest guy that you ever want to meet. But I think people would have fun roasting Mike Breen just because of the level of celebrity, the level of cachet that he's bringing to the table. And, of course, you're going to find a way to be able to make fun of him through some of the calls that we've gotten from Mike Breen. Iconic in their own right. He's a Hall of Fame broadcaster. But Mike Breen as the second person that I want to sit in that chair on the hot seat getting roasted.
Good one.
Smalls.
So I've got two now, right?
Yep.
Again, I need someone with a certain level of celebrity, and I need a lot of material to work with.
Mm.
Who better to roast than our very own Rex Ryan?
Oh, that's a good
funny.
One.
That'd be funny. It's
absolutely phenomenal.
That'd be really funny. That's a great
We've
pick,
got
Smalls.
Some materials for Rex. He's so funny.
Oh, yeah? What are you thinking of specifically?
Gregarious. Himself, I think he'd be able to handle it well. He's the first to make jokes about himself, so I think he would handle it well. And there's a lot of people that would want to show up for Rex. And then I have a lot of people left on the board here.
Mm.
I had about 10 people on my list.
Oh my gosh.
And I don't know which direction I'm going to go here.
You want to roast a lot of people at
I
ESPN,
had seven
huh?
people, two off the board, so go ahead.
You
Come
guys
on
haven't
now.
Picked any of mine yet. I think I'm going to go with someone that would really be fun to roast. How about Pat McAfee?
Oh, that'd be great.
You know, Aaron Rodgers would show up. He would probably have some material.
Rodgers, Hawk, Darius Butler. I mean, all
Belichick would be
Belichick,
there.
Belichick, Saban, the entire crew there, the game day crew. Yeah, that'd be a good one. And you know it would be an amazing production and that McAfee would be amazing in doing it. So I like it. So you have SVP, Rex, and McAfee. That is a good roast list.
Thank you.
CeCe, your third pick. You have Lou Riddick and Mike Breen off the board.
So initially I thought about Elle Duncan. That would be awesome, but I think I've already picked her. So you know who I'm going to roll with? I'm going to roll with somebody that's going to give us endless amounts of content to roast them on. That would be our resident Heisman Trophy winner. Let me get RG3. Mm-hmm. RG3 as the person that I would want to see sit in that chair and get roasted. I mean, RG3 has some zingers, but he has some that don't necessarily get the drum roll, if you know what I'm saying. Like some that'll get you the hook on Saturday night at the Apollo Amateur Hour. Like it's just, I don't know. So I think RG3 would be fun just because it'd be so easy to make fun of the jokes that he has that don't really feel like jokes that fall flat. RG3.
All right, so Smalls says SVP, Rex Ryan, Pat McAfee. You have Lou Riddick, Mike Breen, RG3. These are ESPN personalities we'd want to see roasted. I have Christopher Mad Dog Russo and Bill Walton. My next one, my last one, is somebody that I think walks himself into a roast every day on NBA Today at 3 p.m. Eastern Time with Malik Andrews on ESPN, and that is Richard Jefferson.
Go on.
I mean, he loves making fun of other people. He's totally cool with making fun of himself. If you see some of his social media videos with Matt Leinart and some of the stuff that they do together, and then obviously with Kendrick Perkins. So RJ would be third on my list.
Perk was on my list.
Perk was on your list?
Perk would be great.
So others, great. Others receiving votes for me, I had Jay Billis,
nice.
Joe Buck, Carlin. I think Carlin would be funny at a roast.
Buck would be awesome.
And then, what? Any other ones that you had on your list, Smalls?
I had Perk,
undrafted.
I had Dan Orlovsky.
Orlovsky would be amazing.
He would be so fun. Obviously, material there. I had Bill Belichick because he's technically one of our teammates now.
Yeah,
he's doing stuff with.
He was already
with McAfee,
roasted, wasn't he?
And with Manning.
Nick Saban should be on the list.
Nick Saban was on the list.
He doesn't seem like he would enjoy it.
But there would be so many people that would have something
so
to
many
say
of his
about.
Former
it.
Players.
Think about the stories that you would get.
Imagine you're Lane Kiffin up there roasting Saban.
Oh, that'd be good. CeCe's list is interesting because CeCe's list is like, how can I make people feel uncomfortable that don't necessarily want to walk into that?
Yes.
Smalls and I went a different direction of the wacky and wild that are already walking themselves into that. You just want to take those that are literally buttoned up to unbutton them.
Yes. Isn't that what a roast is all about? Like literally, like, well, not literally, but figuratively undressing somebody?
Yeah, that's why I can't believe Tom Brady did that.
Yeah.
I still have no understanding as to why. Definitely.
It was great, though.
Definitely over 10
Phenomenal.
Million.
Phenomenal.
Thanks for listening to the Unsportsmanlike podcast on ESPN Radio. You can listen to Unsportsmanlike live weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on SiriusXM Channel 80. You can also watch on ESPN2 and on ESPNU. Unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.